We will rock you. We will rock you.
Where'd you get, where's Queen coming from today?
I don't know. I have no idea. I was just thinking about Rock and Roll Tuesday yesterday.
Yeah.
And just wondering what you're going to come up with today, Freddie.
Superheroes.
Superheroes?
Superheroes.
Speaking of Freddie Geiger.
No.
Superheroes. Freddie, it's a nice red cape you have on today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Do you like the red briefs?
No.
Oh, okay. Superman, yeah, they were red briefs, weren't they?
Wearing red briefs over blue leotards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Freddie Kiger's here with trivia on WCHL.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be back.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's nice to have you back.
I'm glad I found my way.
Superheroes. Yeah, okay.
If Clark Kent is really Superman...
And he is, as far as we know.
And Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Then what superhero uses Bruce Banner?
Bruce Banner.
B-A-N-N-E-R. Bruce Banner as his secret identity.
Okay.
You know that, don't you? Right?
Yes.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. Thanks for listening to Aaron Keck. Mornings on WCHL. Hope you'll start your day here. I'm on your radio with all your morning news. Plus, there's CBS at the top and bottom of the hour. Traffic and weather together. Sports, Art Chansky, Freddie Conger, Wayne Pond, D.G. Martin. And you'll hear from Rand Northam and the whole WCHL News Team. Commentators, what you're saying in the street, hometown heroes, interviews with local folks you know, and more. Weekdays 6 to 9, wake up with me, Ron Stutz, on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. And streaming live on our website, chapelboro.com.
Well, you're talking Bruce Banner, you're talking about superheroes.
Yes, Bruce Banner is...
The Incredible Hulk.
That is right, don't make him mad.
I'm turning green right here already.
Well, yeah, you know, they turn Japanese like the vapors.
Thank you so much. I'm doing the best I can.
Right. Yeah. Yep. You get Bruce mad.
Yeah, don't get him mad.
He'd go from like a
mild mannered
size 36 to a size 112 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It takes anger to blow him up.
Yeah, muscles busting out all over.
Is that like spring?
Yeah.
It's busting out all over?
That's what I was
thinking. But when he does, when Bruce Banner does, he's large, green, almost invincible, and very upset.
He's a large, green, mean machine.
Exactly. The Hulk was created by Stan Lee and Jack Kirby and first appeared in The Incredible Hulk number 1 back in May of 1962.
Wow. When Freddie was a mere boy.
We both were.
Yeah, I know.
But we were around, and you know what?
Yep.
Probably of the age that we would have loved to have gone down to the drugstore and spin the magazine rack.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And pick up a comic book for 10 cents.
I remember those, man.
I used to love that.
That was fun. I did, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of those things, some of those comic books were based on other literature, you know, and it was really kind of cool.
Classics.
Yeah. Can't even think of any of it at the moment, but it was kind of a fun way to read about it.
You didn't read Moby Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, Moby Dick when you're like 9 years old was a little tough.
Yeah, really. But, you know, I actually read the Cliff Notes version of a lot of things, which is another subject altogether.
Yes.
We've talked about this on
before. Yes, we have.
But that really helped me learn.
Well, there you go. See, there's a positive light to this.
Thank you, Cliff.
And I will see you manana.
Yes, you will, unless I jump off a cliff between now and then.
Don't do that.